Chapter 15. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared for himself chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And so it was, when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called to him and said, "Of what city are you?" And he said, "Your servant is of one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom would say to him, "See, your matters are good and right, but there is none of the king's officials to hear your cause." Absalom said, moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land! Then every man that has a lawsuit or a cause might come to me, and I would do him justice." And so it was that when any man came close to him and threw himself down and bowed before him, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And in this manner Absalom treated all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole away the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said to the king, "I pray you, let me go and pay my vow which I have vowed to the Lord in Hebron. For your servant vowed a vow while I lived at Geshur in Syria, saying, 'If the Lord shall bring me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord.'" And the king said to him, "Go in peace." So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, 'Absalom reigns in Hebron.'" And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went innocently, and they knew nothing about the true purpose. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." And David said to all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise, and let us flee, or else we shall not escape from Absalom. Make haste to depart, otherwise he will overtake us suddenly and bring calamity upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servants said to the king, "Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king shall order." And the king set out, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king left, and all the people after him, and waited in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Kerethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, "Why are you also going with us? Return to your place and abide with the king, for you are a stranger and also an exile. Whereas you came but yesterday, should I this day make you wander around with us, seeing I go in uncertainty? Return and take back your brethren. Kindness and truth be with you." And Ittai answered the king and said, "As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely wherever my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will your servant be." And David said to Ittai, "Go and pass over." And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. Even Zadok also, and all the Levites with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up, until all the people had finished passing out of the city. And the king said to Zadok, "Return the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me back again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he shall say, 'I have no delight in you,' behold, here I am. Let him do to me as seems good to him." The king said also to Zadok the priest, "Are you not a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz your son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will wait in the plain of the wilderness until I receive word from you." Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they waited there. And David went up the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all of the people that were with him, every man covered his head, and they went up, weeping as they went. And one told David, saying, "Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom." And David said, "O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." And it came to pass that when David had gone to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his robe torn and dust upon his head. David said to him, "If you pass on with me, then you shall be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, 'I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant, so will I now also be your servant,' then may you defeat the counsel of Ahithophel for me. And do you not also have there with you Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be that whatsoever you hear from the king's house, you shall tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And through them you shall send to me everything that you hear." So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem.